God today has a message for you. You hear he's calling to be the first disciples in this revival. Yes, hallelujah. To be the first members of the army of God in this revival. This is what he's calling you to. He's calling you to be like the original disciples with Jesus. He's chosen you. And so he wants you to have his heart and have his heart for what he's doing for this move. Now, God wants you to have a heart for deliverance today. Yes. He wants you to really understand his heart and see how beautiful it is. Amen. We have been seeing so much deliverance here. So much. Maybe people could say, oh, that's a deliverance ministry, or that's where demons are cast out. But really, this is just the works of Jesus. Yeah. It's such a significant part of his ministry. It was such a significant part of his ministry. As soon as he first started his ministry and he began to preach, he went into a synagogue and immediately a demon starts manifesting. He's preaching. He's in the synagogue ministering. And a demon starts manifesting right there and starts speaking out of the man. And Jesus casts him out right there. We then go on to see that Jesus is casting out many demons, the Bible says. Matthew 8:16, when evening came, many who were demon-possessed. Many who were demon-possessed were brought to him. And he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all of the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. So it says the word many. Hey, it specifically says the word many who were demon possessed. So the reality is that the devil exists and he tries very hard. He's hard at work in his kingdom. He has servants. He has witches. He has servants who send out demons to people. If someone has a door open to the enemy, whether they mean to or not, you better believe demons are sent out. Amen. He's very serious. And his workers, his servants, there's really people who serve the devil. And I know that sounds like crazy because they're undercover. They don't want to be exposed. But there really are a lot of people who work for the devil. There really are a lot of witches. Yeah. It's not the devil doing stuff by himself, just like God needs us to move. The devil uses people. He uses people. And sometimes people are true servants of the devil and they are witches. And sometimes they just don't even know they're being used by the devil, but they're speaking death over you. Yeah. Or they're speaking lies of the devil to you about yourself. Yeah. And now you start to believe them. And all of a sudden now you have this stronghold in your mind. Someone speaks so much fear upon your life. So much fear, so much fear, so much fear they speak. And then all of a sudden, you have all this anxiety that you never had before. Mm-hmm. The truth is that the devil is hard at work.
Right.
And the devil has tried to keep this a secret for so long in the church. That's why there's so many watered down messages, milky teachings.
Yes. Yes.
Because the...
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. That's what the devil wants, for us to just be like, okay, going to church on Sunday. Yeah, I guess we're in a spiritual war. I don't know, the Bible says that. You know, but just go about your days and not really be aware we really are in a spiritual war. The enemy's trying really hard. And we need to be equipped to have victory over the enemy.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. And... people have real bondages from the devil, real chains, real demons.
Yeah.
And those demons are going to stay. Those chains are going to stay. That oppression is going to stay until the power of God can break the chains, can cast out the demons.
Hallelujah.
They are going to stay. So you have churches with no power of God, and you have people, so many people, that have so much oppression, anxiety, depression, OCD, panic attacks, suicidal thoughts, a sickness they don't understand why it won't go away, night terrors, thoughts in the mind that won't stop running through your head all the time. They have all of these things, addictions. They have all these things in the church, and they're just suffering. They're showing up to church suffering. But God's called the church for us to rise up, to take authority over the enemy and help out people, to help out the oppressed. There's real chains. These people with chains can't break them on their own. That's not how it works. Once you're in chains, you need anointing, the power of God moving through a vessel to be a vessel of God to destroy the enemy's work in that person's life. We all have everything we need with the Holy Spirit to have victory over the devil's lies in our mind, as he's always lying to us, right? But there's a difference between spiritual warfare, the lies that come in the mind, and you being equipped to resist the devil and he will flee from you, and you're fine on your own in that regard. But there's a difference between that and when there's come a point where you have a real bondage, a real oppression. And in that point, you can't be free on your own. I'm talking a spiritual principle right now that the devil doesn't want you to know, that's been hidden. But you need the power of God anointing to be released to you to break the chain. So, why do we see so much deliverance here? We don't see so much deliverance here because, oh, this is just a special grace where deliverance is happening, or this is the calling, deliverance here, like just deliverance. No, we are seeing this because God wants to do what he wants to do right now. He sees what the issue is right now. He sees so many people are in bondage.
Yes.
So many. Especially right now, because the power of God is so rare. As time goes on, you all will be, some of you right now need freedom, and you're going to receive it today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You are. That's why you're here. But as time goes on, you won't need freedom anymore. You'll be the one that can release freedom. The body of Christ is going to change so much. So much. It's going to change so much. But right now, the state of the body of Christ is very unhealthy. There is so much bondage of the enemy. And that's why we are seeing so much deliverance happening now. It's not like, oh yes, come to the church and see demons be cast out. It's like, come to this church where God is rescuing his people and giving them what they need. Exactly what they need. They don't need a feel-good message. They need deliverance.
Yes.
They need demons cast out of them.
Yes.
This is my love for them, God says. This is what Jesus did when we read the Gospels. He came, he preached the message, he would stop the message and cast out demons if need be. He would cast out demons, he would heal the sick always. It was never just the message. He saw people, he really saw people, he really sees you. He sees you. He sees you. He sees what you need. He sees that you have addiction. And he's like, I don't want that oppression on my son, my daughter anymore. I love them so much. I want them to be free. And so he goes, I'm going to set them free right now. This is Jesus. I'm telling you, so much of the body of Christ and the world does not know how amazing Jesus is.
Amen.
I mean, that's why I have such passion about him and his work and boldness. Yes. That's the secret of why, is because he's opened up my eyes to how amazing he is.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Because he's given me abundant life in every single area.
Amen.
In my health, in my mind, in my relationships, the most amazing friend I could imagine, godly friends, family, peace, perfect peace. joy, financial abundance.
Oh, come on.
Fulfilling my purpose. Being content all the time. I mean, this is my life. I have abundant life in every area. Truly, I'm never sad even. I'm not. I'm never angry. I'm never depressed. I'm never lonely. And I work nonstop doing the work of God in my home, and I'm never lonely because I'm with Jesus and because he's given me abundant life. Amen? I've seen him take me from living in a two-bedroom apartment, sharing one bedroom with another girl, three of us in the whole two-bedroom when he first called me. And then he opened up doors only he could do, where then I was in a two-bedroom with my own bedroom. And then he opened up doors that only he could do, where now I have a two-bedroom and my own office. Hallelujah. I mean, I want you to know this, because it's not because he loves me more than you. He loves you just as much. And this is his love for me, that this is my life. This is his love for me, that I have abundant life. This is what he wants for you.
Yes. Amen.
He really wants abundant life for you in every single area. This is how amazing Jesus is. Woo! Hallelujah. But he has a way in which he releases this abundant life. Oh, God's about his way, his order, his principles, his word. What he really means in his word. The true revelation that the Holy Spirit brings us of his word of God. He stays true to his word. He stays true to his principles. And so this is the reality. The devil's hard at work. He has many servants working for him. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy every single person in different areas in life. Many people's eyes aren't opened up to spiritual truths of how to shut doors to the enemy. So therefore, there are so many people in bondage right now of the devil. This is the truth that we need to know, that we need to be serious about, that we need to take this seriously, not take it lightly. Number two, the way that God comes to bring life and have it more abundantly is by destroying the works of the devil through his vessels. Yeah. He deposits power of God, anointing, in his vessels. And they release it. They walk in the authority. Jesus says, I have come to destroy the works of the devil. But then, he did that on the cross. So now we have victory over the devil.
Yes.
Amen. But only when we do it God's way.
Right.
Only when we partner with God in his way. That's why he said to his disciples when they come back saying, Jesus, even the demons obeyed us. That's why he said, I have given you all authority to trample over serpents and scorpions. Nothing will harm you. You have all power over the enemy. I have given it to you. So you cry and you pray, God help me. God, why was this addiction staying? Why is this anxiety, depression staying? Why is this sickness staying? God, why aren't you helping me, God? God's saying, I want to help you more than you know. But I stay true to my word. I gave my people authority over the enemy. I need my people to destroy the devil's power through my power working in them.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
This is God's way. And so when you see these videos of deliverance, when you see what you're about to see today, you need to see Jesus. You need to see this is Jesus. This is Jesus' heart. This is Jesus setting free his people. This is his love for them. This is his love for me. That I'm experiencing this deliverance right now. This is Jesus, his love for me. Jesus wanted this to happen immediately, not years later like it has. But he needed vessels to rise up and to take his word seriously and to humble themselves and to receive anointing so he can do what he wants to do and rescue his people as he moves through them. Anxiety, depression, addiction, sickness, all of these things, night terrors, thoughts in your mind you can't control, insomnia, all of these things are demonic. All of these things are demonic. That's why we're seeing so much deliverance here, because so many people have issues with these things. It's become so normal to have this kind of oppression in life. Oh yeah, everybody has mental illness. That's the normal thing now. Go to a counselor, get medicine. It's become this normal thing. It's not normal in the kingdom of God.
Amen.
It's demonic.
Amen.
And God wants to set you free of that. He wants to set you free of that. So when you see this deliverance happening, you need to see this as the most beautiful thing in the world. What is more beautiful than God rescuing his people from the pit of bondage? Even getting uncomfortable. This is Jesus getting uncomfortable. You know, this is Jesus looking the demon in the eye. You know, we partner together. We become one with him, right? Amen. We get uncomfortable. This is the love of Jesus. There's demons. Ah! Look evil eyes in my eyes even. But that's Jesus empowering me to be able to do that. It's Jesus giving me the ability, the strength, and the love for the person and his work to do that. So it's all Jesus. Yes, it's me, but it's only because Jesus loves that person so much that he gave me the power to stand strong and go into the uncomfortable, dirty places.
Amen.
Right? That's how we need to see it. That's Jesus' heart for his people. That's Jesus' heart for his people. Jesus, when he was ministering, there's so many other things he could be doing. But he came, that person in the shackles and the chains, no one could handle him, screeching like crazy. You know the story, the man screeching like crazy, chained up, and he says, send them to the pigs. Send me to the pigs. You know the story? Yeah. Yeah. He was, that was not a pretty sight. Jesus was famous at that time. He could have been spending his time so many other places, right? Yeah. So much more comfortable, so much more enjoyable. Yeah. But the love of Jesus, this is the love of Jesus, that he chose to spend his time in this uncomfortable place and confront those demons and say, go. This is the heart of God that he wants you to have.
Yeah.
He wants you to have this heart so that he can move through you. So he can cast out demons through you. So you can speak anxiety, go, and it goes. Also, even all of you being here, and as deliverance takes place, he's able to move even more because you are here inviting him to move. We've seen so much more deliverance here as we've grown so much the past few weeks. It's because the body is united. You as a body of Christ are united saying, God, have your way. I'm willing to get uncomfortable with you. I'm willing to adopt your heart and come to a church where demons are cast out. Because this is your work. This is your heart for your people. So yes, I will serve here. Yes, I will be here. Yes, I will stand united. And even if I'm the one that doesn't need to be delivered, I will stand there united and thank you and praise you as it's happening.
Yes. Amen.
And then be a powerful vessel of you that will be used powerfully by God to set free many people as you share your experience, as you share your testimony. I was there and I saw God set these people free. You come across people in your life, oh, you have addiction, you have anxiety, you have depression, etc., suicidal thoughts. Well, let me tell you what I saw. God will heal you. God will free you. I saw it. Your testimony becomes so powerful because you positioned yourself there to be among the body, to be a part of this move of God. So it's powerful even just you being here. And you need to have this heart as deliverance is taking place. It's time for us to move past this lukewarm Christian life, 45-minute church service. Hallelujah. It's time for us to move past that 45-minute service where we have to make sure we get our brunch date and go shopping after or whatever.
Yes. Come on.
No. Let's allow God to free people of addiction and suicidal thoughts. Yes. Someone could be on their way to commit suicide, but they came here and they were set free. Yes. Who cares if it takes longer than you wanted? Yes. Isn't that worth it?
Yes.
And we should have this heart. There's been two people that wrote to me this past week saying I was about to kill myself, but I didn't because I was watching your lives. One of them said I was watching your lives on the park, and I had made a plan to kill myself in my car using carbon monoxide. But I watched your lives and I stopped. I was set free of those suicidal thoughts completely and depression.
Hallelujah.
He received that anointing to set him free. So, there was a second person that wrote me this week, I watched your lives and I didn't commit suicide because of that. So, have this revelation. You don't know everybody here. You don't know everybody's struggles here. You don't know who here is planning to commit suicide tomorrow. But because they came here, and because we didn't end in 45 minutes, but we let God move. We let God take time to set people free. They didn't kill themselves. And not just that, but they're free from those suicidal thoughts. This is powerful. Amen. This is powerful. This is the heart God wants you to have. And it's rare and it's new. Not many people have this heart right now. God is counting on you.
Mark 9:17. Deliverance is for the public. Deliverance is to be done in public. Why? Because it displays God's wonders. It shows who Jesus is, that he is the deliverer. This is his love. What greater love is that? That's love. Not me preaching to you. Jesus loves you. Bye. End of sermon. Right? But then you're struggling with that oppression in your life. But if I can say Jesus loves you, let me show you. I release this anointing to you now. Be free. Depression, go now in Jesus' name. And then God touches you. Now you know Jesus loves you. That's the thing that bothered you more than anything in your life. That was your biggest thing. It's like God rescued you from the biggest thing that tortured you the most. If you're in jail, you don't want a cupcake. You want to be set free from jail.
Yes. Yes.
That's love. Amen. Hallelujah. I do love cupcakes, though. But after you're free, then comes cupcakes. So Luke 11:14. Now he was casting out a demon that was mute. When the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the people marveled. This is in the Bible. When Jesus cast out the demon, the people marveled. They marveled at Jesus.
Yes.
Of how amazing he is, of how powerful he is, of how loving he is. And in that moment, with their eyes opening up, Jesus did this impossible thing, supernatural thing. Their faith has increased from 1 to 1 million in that one moment of marveling at this deliverance that took place. Jesus wants the world to see that he is the one who sets the captives free.
Yeah.
He doesn't want it to be hidden that he go, okay, don't let anyone know that I go and set people free from the prison. He wants that to be shown. Look at Jesus going to the prison, to the dark place, and setting this person free. This is who Jesus is, and this is what he wants to do for you. And he's done it for them. So now you can have faith that he will do it for you.
Amen.
There are so many testimonies people have written to me that upon seeing these videos that have gotten millions of views, one of our, she's like our Mary Magdalene here, Reina. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. Her video has gotten like 20 million views of Jesus setting her free. Hallelujah. Do you know how many people have written on these videos, I didn't believe in Jesus, but now I do? People have written, I was set free when I watched that video. I felt things leave me. I no longer have anxiety after seeing that video.
Come on.
Do you see why? Deliverance, every kind of miracle of God should be seen.
Yeah.
Amen.
We should not be embarrassed of how manifestations take place. We should not be embarrassed. It's a blessing for people's eyes to open up to what's really going on in the spiritual realm.
Amen.
Wow, demons really do exist. The devil really does exist. Oppression really does exist. Maybe God can set me free from this thing that I didn't know what it was. Doctors didn't know what it was. Oh, but now I see, because this wonder of God was shown. I see these demons manifest, speaking out of this person, etc. And now my eyes have opened up. Now I believe in Jesus. Now I have faith to receive a miracle for my life. Ah, that is God's heart. So we should not be embarrassed at the move of God. We should not be embarrassed when the anointing, the power of God, makes demons tremble.
Yes.
We should not be embarrassed. We should be proud of God. Look at our God. Look at our Jesus. Look how powerful he is. The demons are terrified. He's the greatest power. Do you see? Yes. Hallelujah. Let me give you an example. In Mark 9:17, it says, a man in the crowd answered, "Teacher, I brought you my son who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech." So this is a little boy. So this is out in public. And the father doesn't say, "Oh, I want it to be private." Nope. He says, "Jesus, I just want you to free him and you to have glory through this." So it says a man in the crowd, "I brought you my son, Jesus. I brought you my son in the public." He says, whenever the demon seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth, gnashes his teeth, and becomes rigid. That's what would happen. That's what happened in the Bible, it says. That's what the little boy, what's what the demons would make it do. Well, this parent wasn't ashamed to bring the little boy in public. Because he had the love of Jesus, he wanted his son to be set free, whatever it looked like, and he wanted God to get the glory through it. Not just, I want to receive this for myself. No, I want you to get the glory from this, God. When the demon saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. That's exactly what we've seen here. We've seen that exactly here. This is in the Bible. Verse 26, the spirit shrieked. We've seen that here. Ah, shrieking so loud. The spirit shrieked, convulsed him violently. We've seen that here. And then it came out. The boy looked so much like a corpse that many said he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him to his feet, and he stood up.
Hallelujah.
We've seen that here. People in the comments, "Is she dead? Is she dead?" It's the Bible alive here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, you know, God wants you to know this because he wants you to be unashamed of him and really have his heart. I know you have people in your life who need freedom. And maybe they don't have as an open of a heart as you, you know, to receive. Now you can share God's heart with them. You know, there's some people that are like, "I don't know if I should bring them here because maybe they'll be afraid of what's happening." We need to get out of that lukewarm church mentality. This is the Bible. What I just read you is the Bible. Like, demons are making people go crazy in the public. This is the work of God. This is the reality. We need to normalize this. We need to make this not so weird and creepy and freaky. And be afraid of how people will think of us if they won't understand. God's looking for disciples. Not everyone can handle this. Not everyone can have this heart, but he's calling you right now. He needs you. He needs you because there's so many people in your life who need freedom. And the only way God will reach them is through you. It's through you coming with his heart. God will set you free. Come, receive freedom. And come with this heart of boldness, with confidence. You know? Not like, oh, you can come to the church. I don't know what you'll think. No! Jesus will set you free. It'll be the best day of your life. It is worth it. Even if you're there for 3 hours, it is worth it. You will be free. Hallelujah. He's looking for people who will have this heart, disciples who will have this heart. I want to expose a lie of the devil. Since God is equipping you now. God is equipping you now to be a disciple of him who will lead others to receive freedom. So the spirit of religion, the same one that worked through the Pharisees, hates the power of God, the true move of God, hates it so much that it even demonizes it. That's what the Pharisees said. Jesus is casting out demons by the power of Satan. But Jesus says, if I cast out demons by the finger of God, then you will know the kingdom of God has come upon you.
Oh boy. Come on.
The true kingdom has now come upon you if demons are cast out here. Hallelujah. Well, that's powerful revelation right there. The kingdom of God comes upon you if such powerful anointing is here that makes demons tremble where they can't hide anymore.
Amen.
See, demons hide where there's no power of God. That's what happened in the Bible. They were hiding in people, but when they came in the location of Jesus, they started manifesting because he carried anointing. His power. That's what happened through Apostle Paul, through Apostle Peter. The demons manifested and were cast out just the same. So many people have demons or have demonic oppression of some type. Because you can have demons living in you, or sometimes the devil can send oppression on you. Oppression, where it's really a chain, a demonic chain that needs to be broken. But all of these things are demonic, whether it's several demons living inside or whatever kind of oppression it is. It hides when there's no power of God. And it's just like, I don't know why I have this thing. I don't know why. Medicine kind of helps sometimes. I don't know why. But when you come where the true power of God is, it manifests. It manifests. And it has to go out. So to see manifestations when deliverance is happening is beautiful. It's like, yes, hallelujah. This is Jesus setting people free.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that's how we should see it, because this is about to happen very shortly. And it's happening right now already to some of you, where there's manifestations happening, where the demon's time is up. Where the demonic oppression upon you, the time is up. Yes. And so you're going to be seeing manifestations. Deliverance looks different. Deliverance is the stuff that was sent to steal, kill, and destroy you that's a part of you now. In your mind, in your body, in your finances, in your family. The things that were sent to steal, kill, and destroy you, they're now coming out. That's what deliverance is.
Yes.
They are getting out of your precious temple.
Amen.
That's what's happening. So it manifests in different ways. But what it is it's coming out. So you'll see these demons manifest in different ways and the deliverance happening in different ways. You'll see sometimes, we've had so many different examples, sometimes it makes the body move in an unusual supernatural way. And then as it leaves, there's this release. And the person is still, has peace, is free. Sometimes, one time, like last week, someone just violently threw up out of all of a sudden. It's the stuff sent to kill, steal, and destroy coming out. Hallelujah. This is beautiful. This is the beautiful work of God. This isn't creepy or weird or strange or gross. This is the most beautiful thing there could ever be on this earth. Amen. Amen. To witness, to experience, to receive yourself. It's the most beautiful thing. Sometimes it's coughing. Sometimes it's spitting. All that it is stuff coming out. So it's you being set free from the stuff of the enemy that was sent in you to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. So this spirit of religion comes and tries to demonize the work of God and try to put thoughts in your mind saying like worries, right? So let me expose one of the worries. I sometimes get this question. I don't know if I come to the church, if a demon is cast out, will it go in me? Yes, this is the spirit of religion speaking this, trying to prevent people from receiving freedom. So you need to be very wise like a serpent and know where the power of God is. You need to have this revelation like, this looks like the Bible like I've never seen. So that means that the devil really doesn't want me to be here and receive from here. So I'm going to be aware of his tactics, of his schemes, because he's very sneaky. He's the most crafty, deceptive creation of all creation, right? So you need to be very aware of thoughts that come in your mind or words that come from other people that are trying to keep you from receiving from God. Anything that's speaking against the power of God, you need to be very careful with. You need to be very aware of. And you need to not let it enter you and become truth. You need to capture that. Take that thought captive to Christ. You need to be aware that the devil does not want you to be where the power of God is. If he hasn't tried already, he's going to. You need to be aware of this. You need to be on guard or the devil will steal what God has for you. So this is one of the ways the devil comes with this lie. Oh, I don't know. I'm scared to go there because maybe the demons will come in me. That's not how it works. These are spiritual matters, first of all. It's not physical. It's not like you're in the physical presence of a demon, so there's a greater chance it comes to you. No. Demons only come in when you open up the door in the spiritual realm to the enemy, when you invite them to come in. When you seek God, that is the action of you closing the door to the enemy. When you come where anointing is, where the power of God is, this is seeking God to the highest level. Here is the safest place you could ever be. Because you're positioning yourself here. You're like, I'm choosing to receive from God right now. On this day, I'm choosing to receive from God right now. Whatever he wants to give to me. That's the action of you being here right now in the spiritual realm. So when demons see that, they are not allowed to come. Demons come in when you open up doors to the enemy. So really, the demons that are here are being sent off to people like in clubs and doing things of the world. That's how it works. Hallelujah. So you are protected. When demons are cast out, they are usually going back to the sender, whoever sent them there. Witches, servants of the devil. They send demons to people. They do witchcraft. That's the meaning of doing witchcraft. So they send demons to people, right? And so when they're cast out, they're generally sent back to the sender, sometimes to the pit, depending what Holy Spirit does. Okay? So I clear that up for you. Amen? Because I know, because God's training you right now. This is equipping you to have this heart, to not have confusion like, well, I don't know. I don't know where they go. Or I don't know. When someone asks you, amen, you can know, this is the safest place for me to be. This is where I'm the most protected. This is where I'm receiving anointing to be fully equipped and protected. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. First Timothy 3:12, it says, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. All who desire to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. All. So we shouldn't take this as a surprise. 1 Peter 4:12, beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice insofar as you share Christ's sufferings, that you may also rejoice and be glad when his glory is revealed. If you are insulted for the name of Christ, you are blessed, because the Spirit of glory of God rests upon you.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. So, God's equipping you right now to be strong. Oh, you are one of the few rare hearts that desire him to move how he pleases. Unashamedly. You're proud of him. Have your way, Jesus, whatever it looks like. Whatever way you manifest, Holy Spirit. I'm here for it. Gladly. I rejoice in you. Your heart is rare. Your heart is rare. And the devil is not happy about this move.
Amen. Amen.
So be aware. Be aware that the enemy's not happy about this, but don't let it get to you. It says, do not be surprised. Do not think it, why is this happening to me? Why am I getting people persecuting me now? Be encouraged.
Rejoice.
You're being used by God like never before.
Amen.
When you can have this revelation, you will access a supernatural perfect peace you haven't yet. And joy. Wow, God, you're using me like this? Hallelujah. Yes, I'm destroying the works of the devil now with Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen, 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 amen.
Yeah, that's the heart of revival that God is releasing to you now, that he wants you to have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.